Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thanks. Excuse me, is Homer here?
Yes, she is. Who should I say is asking for her?
I'm her sister.
Miss Agavan. Homer's told me great things about you. She really loves you a lot.
Well, I love her a lot, too.
Please, go on in now. She's there in the back room.
Thank you.
No problem. Go in.
Hello.
Hello.
I've really missed you a lot.
I was expecting you to come much sooner. You're very late.
Believe me, I didn't come sooner because I was ashamed. I simply didn't have the nerve or the courage to look you in the eyes before now.
Has something happened?
Yeah. I've changed, Homer. Myself, my feelings, my thoughts, it's all changed. I don't want to pretend I'm someone I'm not. I feel regret, Homer. I feel so much regret.
And how am I supposed to believe that you feel any regret?
Well, you're my sister. You're precious to my heart. I'd never lie to you. I mean, I'll never lie anymore.
Look here, Agavan. I simply can't tolerate you playing those games again. You already know I'm not in the mood.
You can be sure that game won't continue anymore. I mean, I don't want to continue it anymore.
When you talk confidently like this, it makes me even more scared.
But Homer, you know, I'm really happy for you. You've reached the thing that you really deserved. This place is really great. Congratulations, darling.
Thanks a lot. But this place isn't mine. I'm partners with Malier.
What difference does it make? It's much better than nothing. A person has to start out from somewhere, isn't that right?
Well, yes. When a person's handling their own expenses and doesn't have to rely on anyone else, it's much better.
I love that sharp tongue of yours so much. It's just like a razor's edge, you know? Can you believe it, Homer? I've even missed your sarcastic insults. You keep making snide remarks, and I'll keep getting more energy. How's that?
I also love that arrogance of yours, and that nothing can be done to it, so we're both equal.
Excuse me. Hello, hi. I'm someplace I can't talk right now. Has something happened? Where? Fine, I'll see you later. Goodbye. I'm sorry. So, what is it? Why are you staring at me like that? You were laughing a minute ago.
Who was it?
What? Huh? My phone. Nothing. It was one of my friends. I'm supposed to go see her.
You're lying to me.
But why would I have to lie to you? No, darling, you're mistaken. It's not like that.
It is like that. I can see from your eyes that it is.
Homer, dear, that's enough. Just end it.
No, Agavan, you end it. Get those awful thoughts out of your head. Who even told you to come here, huh? Who told you I'm ready to live with you in the same house with a person who's filled with hatred and lusting for revenge? Why should I forgive you when you are not willing to forgive anyone?
Homer, I'm asking you not to do this with me.
No, I'm doing this for your own sake. Thank you for the flowers that you brought. But you should go, Agavan. And don't come back until you're yourself again. I'll be waiting right here.
Bye.
Taxi! Take a left at the intersection. Go a bit fast if you could. Right, take the first street on the right, please. Sir, I'll get out right here, please. How much is
it? Be my guest.
I insist.
10,000.
There you are.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yes, Miss Agavan. I promise the bitterness of this experience will stick to him in a way that he'll remember it for the rest of his life.
Thank you very much, Heshmat. You did your job really well. The truth is, I wasn't sure you could handle it.
The things you say, Miss Agavan. I learnt all my lessons at your father's school. I was his student for so long that I learnt really well. How to be able to con just about anyone. Right now, if your father finds out about this, he'll be proud that his student of many years is showing what he's learned next to his daughter.
Yeah. He's not all that happy with those people either. Especially that traitorous son-in-law of theirs, Manachet.
He'll get his turn as well. Let's take care of that sissy little prince first. Then we'll go after that chubby round one.
What is it, Mr. Nikar? You seem to be upset.
I still can't believe it. I can't believe that for you I did something. Something that I don't believe in at all.
You mean you think the arrangements between us aren't worth the sacrifice?
Nothing is worth all this hatred. The truth is, I'd hoped you'd change your mind.
No. The one that should regret it isn't me. It's Behzad.
Don't you think you've done enough already? In my opinion, he's been punished enough.
It's still too soon. He has to experience defeat and hopelessness just as much as I did. He has to learn what a bitter taste loss and destruction have.
So what about me in all this? Should I stay, or should I hide out for a while?
In my opinion, you had better leave to run for a while. Go wherever you think is best. I'll cover all your costs, but don't show up here until I tell you.
I think I should leave the country. What do you think, boss?
It's really good.
Someone with a record like mine. The police will quickly find me, and then there'll be trouble.
Don't worry about it. Besides, a check with a fake signature, Bezaire doesn't have anything at all. By the time he wants to prove the check is fake, and he got it from you, it'll take several months, and by then, worse comes to worse, you'll go to jail for a few months, and then we'll get you out.
I like it. You've inherited your cleverness from your dad. Your dad always knew what to do not to get trapped.
Thanks a lot. But I didn't inherit this cleverness from my dad. After all, I was Mr. Nakar's student for a while. He's the one that taught me the ins and outs of a lot of things.
So you too, eh, boss?
I guess, yes.
Very well. Here's the money I'd promised you. It's a bit more than I said, because you did such a great job.
You really didn't need to do
that. Not at all.
Thank you very much. When you go visit the prison, give your dad my regards.
Yes, of course.
Tell him his buddy performed an act of friendship for him. With your permission, boss.
Goodbye. Agavan, I did what I'd promised. Now let me see how faithful you are to your promise.
Follow that car.
Which
car? It's all the Persia.
Why should I follow it?
Man, just go, come and I'll give you whatever you want.
I really don't want to look for any trouble, man. You get out.
Man, just go. He's taken my life. Just go.
Man, get out. I'm not in the mood for trouble.
Man, just go.
Get
Why are you wasting
man.
My time?
You're crazy.
You're crazy yourself. That's it. Hello, Mehran. Hi, where are you? Look, something urgent has come up. I have to see you tonight for sure. No, I can't tell you right now, not over the phone. What's the address to your house? Will you text it to me? I'll be right there. Goodbye.
Hello there, Bezard. Come in. How are you, Bezod? You good? Thanks for coming. Have you had dinner? What is it? Has something happened at this time of night?
Did you have fun?
Have fun? Have fun with what?
Your meeting tonight. The hotel lobby. Miss Azania. And that con artist guy.
Bezard, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't deny it. I saw everything. How much did she buy you for, Mehran? It was all Argovan's doing, right? I always thought men grew mustaches to show their manhood, but tonight, I realized no. Some hide their cowardice behind their mustache.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, good.
So why are you talking nonsense? Are you delusional?
Yeah, I was delusional. Up until tonight. But from now on, no. I mean, I don't trust you anymore. I thought that I could count on your friendship. But I made a mistake. Now, without any trouble or saying anything, go and bring the title and the money. Then I'll go and leave you alone.
What's all this nonsense you are saying? What title? What money? You already know about everything. Come on, man. At this time of night, you've come to my door, into my house, and are accusing me of being a thief.
Mehran, go now and bring the money and the title. Otherwise, I will be forced to call the police.
Police? Come on, man. It seems you've forgotten who I am. I've memorized all the law books. Get going now, Bezard. Go on, go home and get some rest.
Look, Mr. Lawbook. I'm telling you right now, you're playing with your life. Do you understand what I'm telling you or not?
What are you doing, Bezard?
Do you understand what I'm telling you or not?
Get off! Over there!
You good for nothing, jerk!
Jerk! Get lost! Get lost! Oh, get lost! Leave me alone!
Mehran? 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 Oh, God. Mehran? Tell me you can hear me, Mehran. Mehran?
Mr. Nikar? Mr. Nikar?
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Nikar.
I am Sergeant Hassan Vand. Miss Azania?
Yes, what is it? That's me.
I'm calling you from Mr. Nikar's house. Do you know him at all?
Yes. How come?
Your number was the last one that he had dialed. That's why I've called you now.
Excuse me. But has something happened?
Unfortunately, Mr. Nikar has been attacked by someone
in his house. Of course, we're currently investigating the situation.
How is he feeling right now?
He's not feeling well at all. We're taking him to the hospital right now. Are you a member of his family?
Well, I'm a former colleague of his.
Hello, Aunt.
Hello. Drink this, it'll warm you up.
Thank you very much. I was freezing to the bone.
Now, what do you want to do?
I don't know. I'm going crazy. At first, I wanted to go to the police and tell them everything. Then I thought, why should I do that? Why should I do what they want me to do? He deserved what happened to him. That's the way I see it.
Let me see, Bizard. Are you sure the guy's dead?
I don't know, Aunt. I mean, I was so scared that I just ran out of his house.
All right. Drink your milk. Tell me what his address is.
Going there is dangerous right now. I don't want anything to happen to you, God.
I'm not asking what you want or what you don't want. I said give me his address, and you'll stay right here until I get back to you. Understand?
Excuse me, Doctor. Hello. I'm a friend of Mr. Nikar's. How's he doing?
For now, he's in a coma. Until his state of awareness increases, we won't know anything for sure.
So, what do you mean, Doctor? Will he come out of it? Will he be all right again?
Unfortunately, the blow that he took to the head was very severe. I hope nothing bad happens, but there's the possibility of bleeding or damage to his brain. You should pray for him.
Ms. Azania, you said you used to work with Mr. Nikar.
Yes, I worked in his law firm for several years. Last night, I'd called to consult with him regarding a legal matter.
Did he live by himself?
Yes, it's been several years since he's gotten divorced. His wife left Iran right afterwards. He's got a daughter named Gazelle, who went to be with her mother a while ago.
Does he have anyone else?
The truth is, as far as I know, his mother and his sister live in another town, and he's got another sister that lives outside of Iran.
The neighborhood guard saw a man about 30 years old leaving his house frightened and in a rush. Everything appears to indicate that the suspect entered the house without the use of force. Therefore, the probability that Mr. Nikar opened the door to him is very high.
You're saying that they knew each other?
That's the way it appears. Considering the fact that nothing was stolen from the house, it would appear the suspect's motive was something other than theft. For example, to get revenge.
Get revenge?
Among the friends or those close to Mr. Nikar, do you know anyone that's got a problem with him?
Only one person.
Excuse me, ma'am. Who did you want to see?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Excuse me. Is Mr. Nickar's house here?
Yes, it's right here. But he's not here right now.
You know where he is?
Are you related to him?
The truth is, I'm an acquaintance of his.
Well, last night, some thug came to his house, beat him up really bad and ran away. I called the police and he's in hospital right now.
Do you know what hospital he's in?
Who is it?
Hello, ma'am. Is this the house of Behzad for Ruzanfar?
Yes, what did you want?
Is he home right now?
No, he's not.
I've come here from the police department. If it's possible, please come to the door for a moment.
Yes, of course. I'll be right with you.
Hello, how are you? What is it?
Hello, ma'am. I've come here for Behzad Firuzanfar.
Well, my daughter has already told you. He doesn't live here anymore. We
Hello?
Don't have any news
Hello?
Of him.
Hello? What is it, Mum? Something happened.
They've come to arrest Behzad.
You want to arrest him? Why? What has he done?
Are you his spouse?
Yes.
There's a warrant for his arrest for assault and battery.
Excuse me, are you sure you're not making a mistake? It's just... This seems impossible to me.
No, there's no mistake about it. Mr. Behzad Firuzanfar, last night entered Mr. Nikar's house, beat him up severely and ran away. Right now, the victim's in a coma and it's not clear if he'll remain alive.
How can you be so sure it's his doing?
The neighborhood guard witnessed him leaving the house right after the incident. Isn't this his picture?
Excuse me? Excuse me, where did you get this picture from?
A lady by the name of Azania, who knew the accused, gave this to us.
There you go, Ms. Bahar.
Do you have any idea where he could be right now?
Excuse me. He's also swindled my daughter. And right now, we're in the process of getting a divorce. If you want to find him, you should go after his family.
Do you have their address?
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Excuse me, do you have a patient named Nickar here?
Please allow me to check the list.
Thank you very much. Excuse me. Ms. Azania. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Fatima, Behzad's aunt.
Yes, I know who you are.
How's he feeling?
He's not good at all. He's in a coma. What are you doing here?
Excuse me. Could we talk for a few minutes, please, hmm?
The number you have dialed is not available at present. Please try again later.
Hello? Hello, Bahar. It's you.
I know it's you. You won't answer me, right?
All right.
If you won't talk to me, at least listen to what I have to say. Ever since that horrible day at the villa till now, I've wanted to come to you 100 times and explain
everything. But my heart always knew you were right, and I couldn't go through with it.
Look, Baha, my relationship with that woman, in the beginning, it was only regarding work. I don't know if it was out of stubbornness with Uncle or a real feeling.
But we gradually started to like each other. Even my family didn't want me to marry her.
But I don't know what happened, that we continued with it. Until I realized that she kept lying to me at all times. That's exactly when I'd made up with Uncle Hessam, may he rest in peace.
I was also under a lot of financial pressure.
That's why we separated from each other. Of course, that's not the entire story. I should have guessed she wouldn't leave me alone until she got her revenge. What happened the day at the villa, and a multi-billion Toman loan and
needing collateral, it was all part of her plan. Anyhow, Bahar,
everything I've told you is the truth. Now, whether you believe it or not, it's up to you. If you still insist on not living with me, I won't get in your way.
I just have one question for you. Don't they say one meaning of love?
Is that on a day that you've got no one, when your hand is about to get chopped off, you've got someone that stands by you? Baha, stand by me.
Baha, I'm Bazaar.
The same Bazaar as I always was.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق؟ شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوسهایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بیعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما،
تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا. تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره. به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه. فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چیه.